Welcome to Mathitude Episode 3. In this episode, we will be revising the topic of expansion and factorization with me, Julian Parekh, and my friend, Yongyan Chung. The term expansion is to multiply out the brackets, therefore removing the brackets to create an equivalent expression. It is the opposite of factorizing, which you will learn about later. To expand an equation, you multiply the two brackets together. For example, 5x plus 2 multiplied into 3x plus 7. Let's say 5x is equal to a, plus 2 is equal to b, 3x is equal to c, and plus 7 is equal to d. So you can rewrite the equation as a plus b multiplied into c plus d. To find the value of this, we simply do the following steps. A times c plus a times d. You then add this to b times c plus b times d. In short, this is ac plus ad plus bc plus bd. We don't multiply a into b, but b into c into d, because they are in the same bracketed equation. Now we can simply substitute the value into our original equation, 5x plus 2 multiplied into 3x plus 7. So 5x multiplied into 3x is equal to 15x squared. 5x multiplied into 7 is equal to 35x. 2 multiplied into 3x is equal to 6x, and 2 multiplied into 7 is equal to 14. Therefore, this equation is equal to 15x squared plus 35x plus 6x plus 14, which can be further simplified by collecting the like terms. So the final value is 15x squared plus 41x plus 14. This is the simplified, expanded value after having removed the brackets from the equation. My friend will now show you factorizing and how to solve it.
Thank you, Julian. My name is Yongyan, and I'll be teaching factorization. Factorization is when you insert brackets into formulas, so it's easier to solve. There are many equations, but the most common one that we learn are quadratic equations, such as x squared plus bx, or ax squared plus bx plus c. These will be the examples I'll be showing. Factorization is quite simple, if you understand it. The most important thing about factorization is finding the highest common factor. For example, an equation of 15x squared plus 9x. The highest common factor of 15 and 9 equals 3. In addition, each also have a factor of x. So to factorize, you take out the common factors, 3x, and divide the rest by 3x, and place them in brackets, so you'll end up with 3x times 5x plus 3. And when you multiply the brackets out, you'll return to 15x squared plus 9x. Quadratic formulas can also come in the form ax squared plus bx plus c. So for example, 6x squared plus 9x plus 3. Firstly, you should start by looking at the symbols, which is both plus in this case. Therefore, I'll know in the brackets, both of them is also going to be the addition sign. Now, I look at the common factors of 3, which are 3 and 1. Therefore, it must be plus 3 and plus 1. Thirdly, we look at factors of 6x squared, which are only 6 and 1, or 3 and 2. Lastly, we see which of the factors when you multiply by 3 and 1 have a sum of 9x. 6 times 3 plus 1 times 1 only equals 19, not 9. 6 times 1 plus 3 times 1 equals 9. 3 times 2 plus 1 times 3 also equals 9. And lastly, 3 times 3 plus 1 times 2 equals 11, not 9. In this rare case, both 6 and 1 and 3 and 2 works, but only in a specific order. 6 must times with 1 and 1 must times with 3, or 3 must times with 1 and 2 must times with 3. So the equation could be 6x plus 3 times x plus 1, or 3x plus 3 times 2x plus 1. Here's another example, and let's follow the steps. 15x squared minus 31x plus 14. Step 1. Identify the symbols. Minus and addition, which means both are minus in the brackets. Step 2. The factors of 14 are minus 7 and minus 2. So in the brackets, it's minus 7 and minus 2. Step 3. The common factors of 15x squared equals 15x times x, or 3x times 5x. Step 4. Which one will equal minus 31x? 15x times minus 2 plus x times minus 7 does not equal minus 31x. 3x times minus 7 plus 5x times minus 2 do equal minus 31x. So you know the equation must be